votre attention, s'il vous plaît.
Could I call you to order, please?
Mesdames et messieurs,
ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
S'il vous plaît, les B2B, c'est après.
Please take your seats.
Thanks very much.
Mesdames et messieurs,
ladies and gentlemen, tackling essential rights for women and girls by applying the mandate and functions of NHRIs in the framework of the Paris Principles, experiences, practice of NHRIs. That is the topic of our second session. As an introduction,
le groupe qui est là. Le mandat de
protection. The protection mandate, which is the subject of this panel. Is mainly based on the rule of law, the administration of justice, and the fight against impunity. The protection aspect of the NHRI's mandate means that they should have the jurisdiction to carry out inquiries and to ensure respect of human rights, and in many cases hear complaints on individual situations. How can NHRIs apply inquiry functions, follow-up, and processing of complaints, as well as highlighting human rights problems for women and girls? How can NHRIs contribute to ensuring women's and girls' rights as human rights? For this panel, ladies and gentlemen, to my right, I have Mr. Les Allenby, Chief Commissioner of the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission. I have Mr. Moussa Bourayazat, Commissioner General of the Jordan National Centre for Human Rights, and Tracy McKayley, Director of Education and Communication, Ombudsman of National Human Rights Institution of Samoa. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I will give the floor to Mr. Les Allenby for 5 minutes. He is the Chief Commissioner of